You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry today. As we noted earlier in the headlines, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is now in Georgia. The immediate goal of her trip is to get Russian combat forces out of the former Soviet Republic. Rice is also carrying a draft ceasefire that would require Russia to withdraw combat troops but allow peacekeepers to remain in and around a flashpoint separatist region. We also, of course, have news that broke yesterday of a missile defense battery in Poland, a U.S. missile defense battery in Poland. This has not left the Russians very happy. In fact, just this morning, a Russian general says that such a deal cannot go unpunished. To find out more about these diplomatic crises coming on is Jonathan Marcus from our partner at the BBC. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you.
Now, we have a Russian general saying that a deal between the U.S. and Poland for a missile defense battery cannot go unpunished. That's not exactly a great diplomatic step forward.
You're right. It's one of the niggling issues, one of several issues that have soured relations between Washington and Moscow. In fact, it's interesting because this deal that has been signed between Washington and Warsaw, the Polish capital, was actually languishing a little bit. It wasn't moving forward terribly fast, but the Poles, in the light of what has happened in Georgia, seem to have swung around and decided to put pen to paper on this deal much more rapidly. There won't be a battery there just quite yet, but the idea is that there will be some 10 anti-ballistic missile interceptors based in Poland in due course, and there will be associated radar systems in the Czech Republic.
Now, Jonathan, what exactly does this move mean, the U.S. Polish move? Does it mean that Poland is getting nervous like other countries in the region, or does it mean that Poland is saying we are going to show that we will not be frightened?
Well, it's a number of things. I mean, firstly, it shows that Poland is alarmed and therefore wants to underscore its close relationship with the United States and with NATO. It's clearly a sign from the American side that they are not going to be daunted or to change, as they would have it, their strong position towards Moscow on this. America insists these missiles represent no threat to Russia's nuclear deterrent. They're intended to deal with a potential Iranian threat, and Washington has dismissed Russia's concerns pretty well. Also, I think it's...
But Jonathan, just quickly, this has been a deal long in the making. It was certainly not in reaction to what's happened in Georgia, this deal between Poland and the United States.
No, it wasn't directly, but I think what you have here is a whole series of issues where the United States and the Russians have not really seen eye to eye. The recognition of the independence of Kosovo, this ballistic missile agreement with the Poles and the comparable agreements that are underway with the Czechs. A whole range of issues where there have been tensions between Washington and Moscow, where the Russians would have it that America is just ignoring their views. And I think what we've seen then, a part of the reason, part of the sort of geostrategic background for what has happened in Georgia, it's largely local issues, but part of the wider background is the Russians basically getting their own back. The Russians saying, well, you may want to do what you want in your part of the world. We're going to do what we want in ours.
Well, let's get back to the news of the hour, of course, which is Condoleezza Rice now in Georgia. What are the expectations for this visit?
Well, look, in a public sense, this is clearly very much America showing solidarity with the Georgians, standing four square beside them in their hour of need. It'll be interesting to know quite what she says to President Saakashvili behind the scenes. I can't imagine too many people in Washington are rather delighted by his decision to send troops into South Ossetia, which is the principal thing that sparked this move by the Russians. Nonetheless, the first thing the Americans want to do, quite apart from underscoring how closely they remain side by side with Georgia, is to try and find some way to get those Russian troops out of Georgia, back into those separatist enclaves, but the bulk of those forces back to their positions inside Russia.
The Sarkozy-negotiated ceasefire, how full of holes did that have to be for us to be in some of the mess we're in?
I don't think you can blame him. I think, frankly, President Sarkozy and the Europeans got the best deal they could under the circumstances. I think the problem is a much more fundamental one. The Russians clearly do not want to go back to the status quo ante, the position back on the 6th of August before all of this has happened. We have very clear statements from the Russians that, in effect, these territories are not going to go back to Georgian control, not anytime soon, just never. The Russians have taken a whole number of steps to extend Russian broadcasting into these areas and so on. What you're seeing is a kind of preparation for a sort of de facto annexation or the semi-independence of these territories under Russian tutelage.
Let's talk for a minute, in fact, about what game plan, if any, you think that the Russians are following.
Well, that is their game plan. I think they've taken the view that they've done this. The response in the West has not been particularly dramatic. There's been a lot of tough words, but really, as yet, not too much action. The Russians are in a strong position on the ground. Georgia is very weak. The Americans have their attention focused elsewhere in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Europeans are divided as to quite what to do, though everybody abhors what the Russians have done. So I think the Russians are politically, diplomatically, militarily, in a pretty strong position to determine the outcome of all this. The question really is, what does the Western world want to do in return? How far does it want to go in removing Russia, as we heard Secretary Gates commenting yesterday, removing Russia from some of the key institutions of the 21st century, something the president has, of course, also spoken about a few days ago.
All right. Jonathan, I want to thank you so much for joining
Pleasure.
Us. That is Jonathan Marcus, and he is one of our diplomatic, he's one of our partners at the BBC News, a diplomatic correspondent there.